What's up, patrons, and welcome to a Clone Wars audio commentary. We're not going to waste any time here, we're just going to jump right in. So to sync up with Netflix or however you're watching, I'm going to count down and say 3, 2, 1, pause. When I do that, just pause this recording. Hit play again right when the yellow title disappears from the screen and you should be all synced up. So here we go, 3, 2, 1, pause. Those who enforce the law must obey the law.
Well, yeah.
That's a good rule. But, you know,
the police,
keeping up with the corruption theme.
Yeah, the police don't get a get-out-of-jail-free card.
Sometimes they act like they do.
Because they run the jail.
That's awfully, got a high opinion of yourself there, Ahsoka.
Yeah.
I would be like,
I feel overqualified for this visit.
If I were in Mandalore and they sent a Padawan to teach, I'd be like, excuse me. We're an entire planet covered in corruption. Even the Prime Minister's hair has, like, some of those Mandalorian shapes in it.
like the geometric type,
yeah.
Mod design.
Quirky. I actually think that this episode is out of order for the chronological order as well. I was looking through some of the trivia for it, and they say specifically that this episode takes place after the episode Sphere of Influence, which we have yet to watch.
Huh. But in the list of chronological episodes on Star Wars website,
the official chronological list puts it before. But then another official source says that it takes place after. Yeah, last week was about, you know, you gotta believe that there's hope against corruption. And now it's like, okay, well, what do we do about it?
Mm-hmm. Heyo.
There it is. Trying to remember to talk, but this is like the first time that we're watching this episode in a long time as well.
I do like the Mandalorian police armor.
That'd be a fun costume.
Yeah.
She shut that door while he was still half in there.
Rude.
I've had so many people ask if I think Corky is like the illegitimate child of Satine and Obi-Wan.
And Obi-Wan?
Like, no.
Ugh.
His hair doesn't look wooden enough. But Aunt Satine.
Well.
Come on, guys. It's obviously him.
That student in the back is not impressed with any of their stories. They're like, please teach me something.
He's doing the little pin spinny thing. There's twins. They're twins.
Surprise.
Dang, Ahsoka.
She's like, finally, I get to do something worthwhile here.
That's nice to hear. I didn't know exactly what the hierarchy was there. If Duchess was like a Queen of England kind of thing, where it's more ceremonial than anything, but.
Yeah.
Just fine.
Mandalorian jail doesn't look so bad. It's kind of like
The Eagleton Jail in Parks
Eagleton
and
Jail.
Rec. Do you think they get scones and blankets?
Yeah.
I hate it when people say that.
You'll know it when you see it.
Why don't you just tell me? This is the thing that I read in the trivia where it says, clearly this takes place after Sphere of Influence, because in that episode, she like has trouble with a mind trick, so this is supposed to show that she's growing.
Yeah, she's gotten pretty good at it.
Yeah. Or maybe, maybe the trivia thing is wrong. Because, like, this just shows us that she doesn't.
Yeah, huh.
Well, now I'm even more confused. Shock collar. They're not dogs. And you shouldn't use shock collars on dogs either.
Right. I wonder if Ahsoka's like, wait a second, I'm a Jedi. I can get out of this.
I like the kids just jump on them.
How do you like it?
Yeah. It hurts. She didn't convince them. They did that on their own.
This whole arc is just making me laugh more and more about the people who complain about politics in Star Wars. There's so much politics in the Clone Wars.
I know.
So much.
And the people that complain about politics in Star Wars, like, love the Clone Wars.
Yeah. It's like, they must have selective memory because that's what most of these episodes are about.
They have selective outrage. It's not profitable to yell about the Clone Wars. It's profitable to yell about the movies.
Yeah.
Anyway.
On that note.
Thank you guys for listening along, and thank you so much for being our patrons, and may the Force be with you.